Second ring, back out. Fifth ring, back out. You can kind of play around with it. And just the discipline of the man to do that is so attractive. And the fact that he's just fully focused on pleasing the woman and just using, mastering his body instead of being mastered by his body. It's such a turn on. I highly recommend it. Welcome.
Inspire with desire.
Tantra EDM.
Another beautiful day in paradise. So, today I'm going to be going over a tantric technique called the Six Rings. And as well, I'm going to talk about the answer that I've gotten when I've asked couples around the world, what is your advice for a long-term happy relationship? Especially older couples that look like they're rocking life, that they have remained together. Isn't it your dream to have a partner that can love you for who you are for the long term, that you can build a life with and have exciting times with? And whatever that looks like, it's totally up to you. How to also resolve fights, seeing the best in each other. And yeah, let's rock on. So, let's do this. The Six Rings is a way that you and your partner can really connect. So, basically, you visualize six rings from the introitus of the vagina to the very back, the cervix. And so, self-discipline, it's a man mastering his body instead of his body mastering him. And that conscious control with your partner, the female partner, it's just a really amazing exercise. And so for the woman, your task is to enjoy, breathe, relax, and enjoy. Again, don't forget. For the man, you go in to the first ring, pull out. Second ring, pull out, and pay attention. There's something so attractive when a man's attention is fully on his partner. Not on himself, but on his partner. So he can see her gasp with pleasure and really enjoy. So pull out. Third ring, pull out. Second, pull out. Fifth. Oh my gosh, engage how she's liking it. Don't rush this too. You want to tease her so she wants it. Half the fun is the sensation of pulling slowly out every little bit and having her focus on that and having her breathe, having you focus on it, taking your time. So that's really half the fun. So she is ready. So she's genuinely, her body is ready. Not just her mind, but also her body. And as a male, remind her to breathe. Remind for you, yourself, to keep calm and to breathe and to really enjoy the sensations with your partner. It's like most things sexual, right? You try it, see if you like it, enjoy, and you'll either love it, get to try it again, or, you know, you decide it's not for you. What do they say? You win or you learn. So either way is good. So six rings is so fun. Oh my God. Even if you are playing with yourself, you get to use dildo, go in, come back out, go on, go to whichever ring feels the best. It's just awesome. I really recommend it. Also, use lots of lube. That really helps. When I'm on my own, I use just natural oils, you know. You don't have to spend a ton of money on just ridiculous lubes that have chemicals in them. You know, obviously you want your male partner to be super careful to not ejaculate inside of you unless you want to have kids, but just telling you, coconut oil does break condoms. So something that I like to do is my partner will refer to me as goddess. And he will ask my permission before he enters. And there's something about that permission that's so, 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 so hot. You know, especially because a lot of guys will go on dates and kind of see how far they can go. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the focus is on them, because if you make your focus on your female partner, oh my God, the heights you can take each other together, the heights you can take her and then you with her. You know, men, the longer you last, the more intense it becomes. Pardon me. And the more enjoyable it is. So you don't just shoot off and then it's done. And you're at like a level 3. You can build it up till you're a level 10. And with your female partner, the more she orgasms, the more intense it becomes for her. So over and over and over. And women just need to relax, you know, and really enjoy and be present, not be thinking too much. Yeah, that's a really fun technique. So asking permission at the doorway is so respectful. It's such a turn on. It's such a turn on. I've literally orgasmed just from I'm at the entrance of my body. There's such a level of respect and such a level of you know, you have to give consent. So you have to be in it. And I've had times where I'm like, no, not yet. You know, you need to turn me on more. Or depends how you talk to your partner, right? So it could be like, no, I'm not ready. Like, I want to want you. That way it makes an experience a 10. So, you know, my partner is excellent. No complaints at all. And even with him, sometimes, once on occasion, I'll be like, he's pretty good at making me pretty ready. Definitely takes his time and it's very intense. There have been times, though, that I'm not ready, so I say no. And then he backs off, turns around a little bit more until I'm absolutely ready. And that is something to see. That is something to see. That is a lot of fun. So, yeah, so I suppose those are two techniques, actually, that I would try out. Is, and they're easy to do, like most tantric things. Try it out, see how you like it. Get back to me. Let me know how you liked it. TantraEDM@gmail.com. Very curious. Yeah, asking permission at the entrance of your body. And see how you feel like a goddess when he asks your permission. So hot. And then also the 6 rings. That one is a lot of fun. And here we're playing with the line of desire. And the line of play, and the line of when I say yes, I really mean yes. That sort of thing. So yeah, go ahead, try that. Let me know how you liked it. So when I go, moving on, when I meet older couples, I like to ask them a good quality question, which is, what's your advice for a long-term relationship? And it's so great if you... You know, success leaves clues. So when you ask, they'll often look at each other. And the response that I've gotten, you start to get patterns. A response that I get quite often, actually, is you go in 100%. So it's not 50-50. It's 100% and 100% to make it an absolute win. Easy to say, easy to do, sometimes hard to do, but worth to do. And then also that love is a verb. You know, we sometimes talk about love as though, right, you fall in love. Oops, I fell in love. But you, it's a daily action, so you are loving somebody. They're loving you, and you choose every day to be your best and most joyous with them. So when love is a verb, that means that you resolve conflicts. And maybe you do practices such as, you know, hey, if you're fighting with somebody, like, hey, hold on a minute. I love you a lot, and I know that you love me. And so I'm going to say something that I love about you, and I want you to say something that you love about me. And then we'll resume the conversation. And whew, that changes the state and the attitude so much. So if you get the chance... Try that, because that is a game changer. it just takes some discipline and the choice to do that in the moment. So again, back to the theme, love is a verb. So you choose the quality of your life on how much you want to love and be loved. So that's really it for today, actually. That's quite a lot, but I like to get to it. What would you like to hear about on the podcast? Let me know. I'm super curious, and I'd love to help. And I have lots to tell you in this episode and on many others. So remember, love is a verb. And remember, six rings and having him ask permission before entering you. It is so hot, seriously. You're going to love it and thank me later. So getting on the same page. That's really a technique of getting on the same page and just making sure he knows and you know that you want him inside of you, pleasuring you. All right, let me know how it goes. Talk to you.